Should acts of worship only be done in private? How should we worship when we are out and about in our community? Let's discuss. This is the Walking in Step with God podcast, and I'm Steve McDonald.
Welcome to the Walking in Step with God podcast. Here, we empower you to walk boldly with God. Follow our podcast to stay up to date with new content. Visit our website at walkinginstepwithgod.org for resources, videos of our messages, and more information about our ministry. Once again, that website is walkinginstepwithgod.org.
Hello, welcome to Walking in Step with God. I'm Steve McDonald. Today we explore the topic Worship Without Fear as we continue our series, The Power of Worship. Today we explore the intersection of acts of worship and how we engage with our communities. Certainly there are many forms of worship. Praise and prayer are popular forms of worship. Giving and performing acts of service are also ways we can worship God. While many forms of worship can be done in private, others will most certainly involve our interactions with others. Others in our family, others in our circle of friends, and even others in our workplace. Performing acts of worship in particular in front of others can be an endeavor that stirs up fear in our hearts. Exposing our faith, especially in front of strangers, can be a source of anxiety. What is at the root of our anxiety in these times? Fear of judgment? Fear of rejection? Maybe it's fear of criticism. In today's message, I would like to explore three opportunities to worship without fear. Let us learn how we can worship God with confidence, knowing that our intention in acts of worship is not to please others, but to honor, recognize, and express our gratitude to God. Before we get started, why don't we take a quick break? I'll be right back.
Have you been yearning for a deeper relationship with God, especially in the unusual times we're in? Here's your sign that your desires are being answered. 100 Steps with God is the spiritual guidebook you need to navigate this transformative journey you're embarking on. Filled with inspiring messages, this book is written to ignite your thinking and illuminate the path toward a rich, intimate relationship with God. The special edition delves deeper and includes scriptures, reflective prompts, and space to journal your thoughts. Visit www.100stepsbook.com to order your copy of the standard or special edition today and strengthen your bond with the Creator. Again, that's 100stepsbook.com. 100stepsbook.com.
Welcome back. Let's continue our discussion of three opportunities that we can worship without fear. Number one, serving or giving to others in our community. Our communities are filled with opportunities to serve others in need. Giving and serving others is a powerful way to worship and be used by God in ways you never imagined. While there are certainly opportunities to give and perform acts of service when we are alone, I want to encourage you to consider ways you can serve in such a way that you are interacting with others in person. Consider ways that strengthen your confidence in serving others and serving God. For example, anyone can press a donate button on their phone, but it takes much more to approach someone homeless and offer them a meal. I want to share a story with you about a time early in my walk with God when I faced my fears of serving someone in need. One day I was exiting a grocery store, hurrying to my car. As I passed through the exit, someone was holding out their hands asking for financial help. Yes, my inclination was to smile and keep walking like everyone else, but something stirred in me. I did hesitate at first, but decided in a few moments to turn around and approach her. I offered to pray with her. She fervently shook her head yes in agreement. I put my groceries down, and we stood next to the exit of that grocery store, held hands, and I prayed for her out loud. Being a shy and private person, I will admit, I was riddled with feelings of fear from the eyes of those exiting the store. I believe my thought was, I bet they're saying, how can they be doing that right here? But then again, I could say that same thing in a tone of joy. As others consider the lengths we are going to, standing at that exit in plain sight, to worship God in prayer. By the time we finished the prayer, a minute or two later, the woman was in tears. I asked her name, and I told her I promised to pray for her from now on. I continue to pray for her to this day, many years later. Yes, I felt the anxiety and discomfort of being so bold before God that day. But that act took me to an entirely new level of boldness with my faith and equipped me to approach many others without fear in the months and years that would follow to this very day. If you have never served someone or given to someone in need in public or a group setting, I encourage you to ask God to send that opportunity to you. Doing so will strengthen your faith and give you courage in a way that reduces your fears for future opportunities to serve in plain sight. Number 2, praise, prayer, and fellowship with others. When we gather in groups of like-minded believers, there is an opportunity to be our authentic selves in our praise, worship, and even prayer with others. In this setting, we may have feelings of anxiety similar to those that we feel in displaying acts of worship in public. But we need not fear. As we praise in our places of worship and pray alongside others, God is not concerned with the quality of our voice and song or that we know the exact words to say. God knows every one of us, including our strengths and weaknesses, and knows when we are sincerely and genuinely in a posture of worship. I will confess that when I first started this ministry, I felt afraid of what others would think when I prayed in each one of these messages. I have others in my family that I consider skillful prayers, and I still have a little hesitation to this day, but I recognize that the Holy Spirit is with me even as I speak these words, so I need not be afraid. I fellowship and pray with you without fear. Number 3. Private time with God. When you worship in prayer or have quiet time with God, there should be no fear in your heart. In our private time, perhaps we feel fear and anxiety because we have racing thoughts or distractions getting in the way of our prayers. Perhaps we wonder if we are praying the right way. Perhaps we wonder if we are not doing enough of something or too much of something. Perhaps we feel fear that we are not presenting ourselves to God in the correct way. What I would say is this. We have human relationships in our lives where we honor, love, and respect one another. Our relationship with God is no different. We honor and love and show respect for our Heavenly Father. God knows our hearts, and I believe He will see the sincerity in trying to worship Him in our private time with Him. Do not get caught up on worshiping God with perfection. Instead, approach Him with love and respect. Ask Him to help you and show you how you can have a strong and meaningful relationship with Him. Over time, the methods in which you worship Him in your quiet time will evolve into a way that He knows is best for you. In today's message, we discuss 3 opportunities to worship without fear. We discuss the fact that displaying our acts of worship in a way that is visible to others can be uncomfortable at first, but the more you do it, the less fearful you become. We explored the fact that worship with others is an opportunity to fellowship, pray, and praise without fear of judgment. We learned that when we are around other like-minded individuals in worship, we should not feel that acceptance from others is the most important thing. We should know that our intentional presence before God is most important. Lastly, we discussed private time with God as an excellent opportunity to worship. When we have private time with our Heavenly Father, we should not be worried about prayer and praise being perfect. We need not worship in fear. Our priority in acts of worship is not what others will think, but what God will observe in our actions. Are there areas of worship in your life that you feel fearful of? Ask God to equip you with the wisdom and courage to pursue the acts of worship that will please Him today. Let's close out in prayer. Dear Lord, we come before you this day acknowledging that sometimes we feel nervous when we worship you in public places, when we want to worship you by assisting others, but we may be embarrassed or we may feel shy or we may feel hesitant. And we come before you today just to ask you to equip us with the courage, equip us with the wisdom, equip us with the discernment, Lord, on how we can worship you, not just in private, but also out in public within our communities. We pray that you will put on our hearts just the peace and calm that we can hold in within us as we come before you, that we need not be afraid of what eyes are looking at us. We need not be worried about people thinking we are not singing pitch perfect. We just need to know that you see us coming to you. We just need to know that we have the intention to worship you, Lord, and we know that you will see us in our hearts. You know, will know our intentions. Thank you, Lord, for just all that you bless upon us in these messages and all the wisdom that you bring. We pray this trusting and believing in you. Amen. Are you interested in learning more about the sources guiding this message? I invite you to stay tuned after the break for our Going Deeper with the Word segment. Here, we examine how God's Word provides clear guidance and direction about worshiping without fear. If you are catching this episode on YouTube, please be sure to click that like button and also be sure to leave your comments about today's message. If you are new to our ministry, please subscribe to our YouTube channel or follow our podcast so you are notified of future messages. I'll be right back.
Some messages just hit differently. And if this message has touched your heart and you want to experience it again, you can watch the video online at walkinginstepwithgod.org/messages. God bless you.
The greatest way that you can get involved with this ministry is to be involved in the community. Here are four specific ways. Join the discussion by asking and engaging with questions in our community space. Share a prayer on our prayer wall, or take some time to pray for others. Has our ministry impacted your walk with God? Then share your story and inspire others. Lastly, you can support our ministry as a financial partner so that we can expand our reach and grow the community. Learn more about these opportunities to get involved by visiting walkinginstepwithgod.org/get involved.
Welcome to Going Deeper with the Word. In this segment, we welcome people of all backgrounds, religious or not, to review the Word of God. The Word of God provides guidance, direction, and instructions for living out our lives and walking with God. Today we examine how God's Word provides clear guidance and direction about worshiping without fear. Let's review examples of God's Word that can lead and guide our steps and back up the principles we learned in today's message. I'll be reading scripture today from the Amplified Bible. Here's our first verse. Romans 8:26-27. In the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what prayer to offer or how to offer it as we should. But the Spirit Himself intercedes on our behalf with sighs and groaning, too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because the Spirit intercedes on behalf of God's people in accordance with God's will. In this verse, we reveal that there is no need to fear we are not praying correctly when we bring ourselves in prayer before God. I know I have certainly felt this way many times, wondering what I should pray for and what I should not. We learn in this verse that the Holy Spirit, knowing what we need, will intercede on our behalf. I believe the most important thing is to be sincere in our hearts as we come before God. God knows our hearts and intentions, and the Holy Spirit will be with us in our petition before God. Have you ever felt you didn't know the right words to say in prayer? When you look back, do you feel as though God provided signs that he understood what you needed? Let us know in the comments. Let's have a look at another verse. Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for whoever comes to God must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who seek him. In this verse, we see the importance of coming before God with faith in his existence. In doing so, we need not worry what others will be thinking in our acts of worship. We should not be afraid of praying in public. We should not be afraid of fellowship with another, where other people can hear words about our faith. Have you experienced a situation lately where you hesitated to display evidence of your faith to other people in the room? What did you fear? Let us know in the comments. Let's look at one last verse. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. In this verse, we are reminded that God did not create us to have fear, but to know we have power through him. We have the capacity to love and have self-control over our actions. This verse reveals, once again, that we should not be fearful in our acts of worship. Let us walk forward in faith, knowing the power of our worship and the power God provides to us. Ask God to equip you with the courage, discernment, and wisdom to carry out the acts of worship most important to you. Thank you for your time in reviewing these verses with me today. Please share in the comments how these or other examples of God's word have helped you to worship without fear. Thank you for the opportunity to share encouragement. Here at Walking in Step with God, we truly appreciate your support. We are fully committed to Christ and the community. We invite you to join us in fellowship and to seek opportunities for fellowship in your local community as well. Have an amazing week, and we will catch you next time. Bless you.
Thank you for listening. Please share this podcast with others if this message has blessed you. Consider becoming a supporter of Walking in Step with God to help others walk boldly with God. Visit our website at walkinginstepwithgod.org to learn more.